So it all started out innocently enough. I never intended for what happened that night at the gym. I try really hard not to be one of those guys who goes around hitting on women in an unwelcome setting. I know that the gym is the last place a girl wants to be approached by some sweaty guy trying to impress her. That being said, I can't say that I think women don't appreciate the opportunity to be an object of desire in a public setting like that. Any guy can tell you that when a gorgeous tight body walks by in yoga pants and a sports top, it's very hard to avert the eyes. But I do my best to be respectful and focus on my real reason for being there. It really helps that I go to the gym late, around 11 or so, because I get off of work late. Not much of anybody there at this time, especially not single attractive women. That is, until the night that she walked through the doors into the weight room while I was in the middle of a set. Oh man, even if the room hadn't been packed, I couldn't have helped but notice her. This perfect package from head to toe. She had long, dark hair, done up in a ponytail that hung just past her shoulders. Her skin was a smooth caramel bronze that looked warm to the touch. Eyes like pools of swirling amber with a soft kindness in them. Set into a gentle but defined face with lips so full and delicious that you can't help but wish they were pressed to yours. Now, these descriptions are accurate, but if I were to tell you that these are the first things I noticed, I'd definitely be lying. What really made this girl grab my attention was the delicious curves of her body. She wasn't one of the stick figure athletic types you expect at the gym. She had everything you could want and every place you could want it. Hips and an ass that makes you want to just grab on with both hands and hold on. But undoubtedly, what got my attention the most was her gorgeous chest. Beautiful round tits about to burst out of her top. And one particular detail, her nipples were ever so subtly showing through and hard to tell, but they seemed aroused. To say I was caught off guard is an understatement. There was two other guys in the room at the time lifting, and I was certain I couldn't be the only one distracted by this unexpected visitor. She seemed confused, almost flustered. I considered asking if she was looking for something, but I decided against it. I expected that she would turn around and go find another room for cardio or with lifting machines, but to my surprise, after the briefest moment of hesitation, she walked to the squatting rack at the front of the room and began putting weights on it. Once she had the amount she wanted, she positioned herself under the bar and began doing what seemed like the lowest and slowest set of squats I've ever seen. I genuinely don't understand how that ass didn't rip those yoga pants in half. At this point, I'm trying incredibly hard to keep my focus on myself and just tune out this absolute masterpiece in front of me. I debated moving off somewhere as to position her out of my line of sight, but I still had some sets to finish, and I figured I'd already been here when she started, so clearly she wasn't uncomfortable with it. So after I finished up my sets with some difficulty, I moved off to the cardio room and didn't see her anymore that evening. Except in my mind later that night, as I rubbed my cock sore, picturing that thick ass squatting down slowly right onto my cock. She started showing up towards the end of my sessions a few nights a week. I'll admit, I started pushing my workouts later just for the chance to be around when she was. This made me feel a bit like a creep, and I did my best not to give in to my urge to stare, and I just stole quick glances. But something about this girl just seemed like she didn't mind, and if anything, I realized it was impossible for her to be oblivious to the effect she was having on the room. I began to suspect that she was enjoying the unspoken teasing. She was very composed in her movements, but had this air of something deeply repressed. Over time, I began to find my occasional glance over being returned. At first, any locked eyes resulted in a quick aversion from both parties, until one amazing day where the gaze lingered and I saw her normally closed lips part into the most adorable smile I've ever seen. It happened fast, but in that short instance of seeing her smile for the first time, my heart melted. So, I wasn't invisible to her after all. After that smile, the sexual tension shared between us began to snowball out of control. I swear, anyone in that weight room with us would have to notice that much raging hormonal lust in the air. I began to realize that just imagining my sweet little gym bunny on my cock wasn't going to satiate me forever. I had to make a move somehow, but had no idea how to approach a girl in the gym without giving off all the wrong vibes. Especially in a relatively empty gym late at night. Lucky for me, I never had to concoct that plan because she had been engineering one of her own. One evening, while I was in the middle of an arm session, she walked in wearing the most revealing outfit I'd seen her in yet. She had exchanged her yoga pants for a pair of tight black booty shorts that hugged her ass cheeks like they were fighting for their life. In place of her typical sports top, she had a hot pink sports bra that seemed too small to be equipped for the gorgeous tits it was carrying. Clear and defined as could be were her nipples, full and aroused, looking ready to pierce right through the bra. She was definitely in violation of the gym dress code, but at this time of night, it didn't seem anyone was around to care. I also noticed she'd picked this moment well. We were alone in our little tease room together. With some effort, I regained my composure, despite knowing that she had certainly decided to raise the stakes tonight. She wasted no time in walking over to me. With a knowing smile, she looked at me and said, "Hey, I see you here all the time. I've been wanting to start trying to bench press, but I'm unsure about proper form and don't even have a spotter. I know you're busy, but if you have time, could you help me?" Without even having time to process what was happening, I let out a quick, "Sure thing." Next thing I know, I'm following my fantasy over to the bench with her plump, tight ass swaying in front of me. She said, "I think it would be best if I just watch you first so you can show me the basics." So I asked, "Do you think you could spot me then?" "Sure," she stated enthusiastically. So I got my weights put on and laid back on the bench. Only then did I realize she was right behind my face, and I was perfectly eye level with the most delicious looking pussy lips, barely concealed behind tight black nylon. She was so close, I swear I could feel the heat coming off of her. I must have had quite the dumb expression of surprise on my face, because with that same knowing smile, she teased, "Are you okay? I'm all set whenever you're ready to start." "So I see," I said, trying to regain whatever composure I could muster. At that moment, I asked myself, why am I still holding back? She clearly is coming on to you, so there's no need to feel like a creep if you play along. I started my reps. Of course, I'd loaded the bar up pretty heavy to impress my little vixen. So as slowly and deliberately as her squats, I pressed up and down, letting a deep grunt escape at the peak of each rep. I could see the red creeping into her bronze cheeks and watched as her nipples pressed even more relentlessly against her bra. I knew that those tight shorts inches from my face must be soaking. In that moment, the black color choice seemed surely deliberate. Any thought of demonstrating or explaining proper lifting form went straight out the window. I was certain now that she was here for one particular thing, and she knew just how to get what she wanted. I finished my set and racked the bar with a satisfying clunk. Looking up at my visibly flustered lifting partner, I gave a smirk and said, "Your turn." I got up and let her get down on the bench as I lowered the weight. At this point, my cock was certainly more than just a bulge in my gym shorts. It took everything I had not to go full mast and just pitch my tent right there. I positioned myself behind her just as she had. Her eyes immediately went to my cock. Then she quickly flicked them up to lock eyes with me. At the same time, as her devilish grin lit up her face, she took my shaft with both hands through my shorts and started slowly running her hands up and down. "Oh, what do we have here?" she teased through those beautiful lips. I was completely caught off guard. I knew where this had been going, but this abrupt shift in tempo was unexpected. Wait, shouldn't we wait? There's cameras in here. The guy at the front desk at night is always eye-fucking me. If he's watching the cameras as I suspect, he's not going to want to stop us. She said this as she rubbed me hard, her eyes never leaving mine, grinning all the while. What if someone else comes in? I stammered, caring less and less if someone did. Well, I guess you'll just have to follow me into the women's locker room if you want what I have waiting for you. What? Why don't we just go to one of our places? She stopped stroking me to say in a suddenly more serious tone, you know as well as I do that there's no other women here right now to surprise us in there. And this little infatuation between us started and is built up purely in this gym. If you want to see it through, then it all happens here or not at all. With that, she sat up from the bench with the bar she hadn't even bothered to lift off the rack and walked out of the room, swaying her tantalizing ass deliciously. I stood there, dumbfounded and erect. This is crazy, right? Surely I can't follow this girl into the women's locker room and fuck her brains out. All the time I'm asking myself this, I know in the back of my mind that this is exactly what I'm going to do. I take a deep breath and walk out into the gym hallway and make my way towards the locker rooms. I decided in this moment that if I'm going in there, I'm holding nothing back. If I'm going to get arrested, I'm going to do it having amazing and uninhibited sex with this bombshell of a woman that fate decided to send me. To do otherwise would surely mean a lifetime of asking, what if? As I entered the locker room, I spotted her toward the back, slowly rummaging through her locker contents. I walked up behind her and finally placed my hands on her hips. She gave the slightest start and a gasp, but without turning around, pressed her ass back against me and my rock-hard dick. The feeling of finally being shoved against those firm, round cheeks was almost enough to send me over right there. With a sudden, unstoppable urge of lust, I pressed her body against the lockers and began kissing her neck with desperate ferocity. She moaned and bucked her hips against me. I decided I finally needed to know how those busty, hard nipples felt. I ran my hands up from her hips and worked them under that tight pink bra. Her tits were warm and inviting to my hands. I found her nipples already hard to the touch, as I knew they would be. I pinched them with a slight sadistic twist as she writhed and grinded against me. I pulled my hands out and used one to press her even harder into the lockers, while the other one found the top of her tiny black shorts. I peeled them back over her hot, sweaty ass cheeks. Her ass seemed thankful to finally meet me in person as it thrust itself against my hand. My fingers found her pussy dripping with anticipation. "Put them inside of me," she moaned pleasantly. I ran my fingers slowly up her crease and then slowly back down, soaking my fingers with her wet juices as they went. "Oh God, put them inside of me," this time more desperation in her voice. I slid two of my fingers ever so sweetly into that warm, wet pussy. I felt it tighten around my fingers as I began working them in and out. She writhed with approval as I began increasing the pace. I worked her pussy as her juice flowed over my hand, dripping down to the floor. "Oh, fuck. Don't stop. I'm gonna come." Her body tightens as she lets out the cutest little whimper I've ever heard. At that moment, with this hot and horny mess trembling between me and the locker, I pulled my aching cock out of my shorts and slid it inside her raw without giving her a moment to recover. "Fuck. Yes, baby. Give me that cock. I want this so badly." Her pussy felt better than anything I've ever experienced, her tight pink lips sliding effortlessly up and down my shaft. I pulled both her hands behind her back and held her wrist crossed with one hand as I used my other to grab her under the chin and pull her head back towards me. As I relentlessly worked my cock inside her, I growled in her ear, "Yeah, you little slut. You've been aching for me to fuck you like this for weeks, haven't you? God, that pussy's so fucking tight." Before I let the finale proceed past no return, I pulled out and flipped her around to face me. I pressed her back to the locker as I took her lips fully against mine. She kissed me like I was the last hope she had to feel alive. I worked my way from her lips down to her neck until I finally reached those amazing tits. Before her bra was even over her head, I had her beautiful nipple fully in my mouth, working it with my tongue. "Oh, baby, I know you've noticed these tits. They're always hard when I'm near you. Begging for this," she moaned in pleasure as I sucked her tits sore. She pulled me with my face back up to hers and whispered in my ear, "I want you to come inside me. I need to feel it as it fills me up." With that, I picked her up and laid her on the locker room bench. She spread her legs for me, all the while looking up at me with that succubus grin on her face. "Don't you dare fucking pull out." I bent over her and pressed my cock deep inside with one firm thrust. She gasped and said, "Yes, show that pussy who's in control." I began pounding into her with vigor I've never felt before. Her pussy was gushing all over me and the bench. She threw her head back, bit her hand, trying to stifle a scream. Her pussy clenched so tight around my cock, I didn't think I'd get it back. "Yes, baby, finish me. Give me every fucking drop." With explosive waves of pleasure, I began pumping cum into her more and more with each hard final stroke. I let out a groan of ecstasy before collapsing on top of her. And there we lay, breathing hard, both covered in sweat. After some time recovering and staring into each other's eyes, we got up. She twirled around to me and said, "My leg day is tomorrow. Same time?"